USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a private call with federal prosecutors across the country, Attorney General William Barr's message was clear. Aggressively go after demonstrators who continue to cause violence. Barr pushed his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges whenever possible to keep a grip on cases, even if the defendant could be tried in a state court instead of federal court. Federal convictions often result in longer prison sentences. The Trump administration's crackdown has already led to over 300 arrests on federal crimes in the protests since the death of George Floyd. Many are accused of violent crimes, such as arson for hurling Molotov cocktails and burning police cars and assaulting law enforcement officers. Pockets of violence continue to pop up in cities including Portland, Rochester, New York, Minneapolis, Louisville, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week to 860,000. Still a high number of people, that's illustrating the broad economic damage taking place 9 months after the first case of COVID-19 was detected in the U.S. The Labor Department said the U.S. jobless claims fell by 33,000 from the previous week and that 12.6 million are collecting traditional unemployment benefits. The economy and job market has slightly recovered from the initial shock. Employers added 10.6 million jobs from May through August. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio delayed the start of in-person learning once again for most students in the nation's largest public school systems after the powerful teachers union raised fresh manpower and COVID-19 safety concerns.
We talked about the different types of schools, their levels of readiness, and how we could work together to make adjustments that would best allow us the right kind of start.
Only preschoolers and special ed students will return to schools, with all other students returning on October 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump revealed that he offered Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren help with coronavirus testing after the conference initially had canceled their football season. The president said he's now pushing his focus to the Pac-12 conference, the last conference who have canceled their fall football season. The president hailed the decision by the Big Ten on Twitter, saying, "It's my great honor to have helped." That conference includes schools located in several states that will be key for the president's reelection, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is praising an alternative take on Black American history promoted by notable conservatives while acknowledging that the federal government cannot dictate school curriculum despite President Donald Trump's calls for patriotic education in U.S. schools. The Education Secretary said during a conservative policy panel that she thinks a 1776 Unites curriculum sounds really wonderful. That project was launched last week by the Woodson Center, whose founder Bob Woodson has said low-income blacks are just collateral damage in efforts of radical leftists seeking to demean and destroy the civic institutions in this country. The 1776 Unites Project is described as a way to offer a more complete and inspiring story of African Americans in the United States, and this is a direct response to the 1619 Project directed by the New York Times Magazine. DeVos said the federal government should not dictate what to teach. However, federal law also bars the Education Department from mandating curriculum. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.